This is a special ARM podcast as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers direct from the show floor at the Music City Center in Nashville for ARM. With me is Tricia Smith, Senior Product Marketing Manager for GHX VendorMate. Tricia, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you here. So, as you know, supply shortages became an issue that supply chain managers had to deal with as they had to look outside of their normal channels to the PPE and other things that they needed. And sometimes the players outside the normal channels were less than desirable, let's say. So help us then. Your session, you talked about how to create high-functioning vendor vetting programs. How do we do that?
Well, there's definitely best practices that your organization will want to put in place. It can range from checking business licenses to validating if they're a U.S. vendor, looking at tax IDs. If they're international, it requires a little more research, but they should have a business license within the country that they work in or are out of. I mean, there's just a number of things. You can do research on their credit history to see, do they pay their bills? Are they in a lot of debt? Those type of things. One of the things we do here in the U.S. is we check vendors for sanctions. The CMS organization puts out a sanction list. You want to stay away from any vendors who are on that because they are not qualified to be reimbursed by those agencies. And then, of course, simple things such as checking their company website. Does it look like it was thrown together very last minute? Does it really reflect what they're selling and the industry? Also, social media is a great resource. Yeah, you'd be surprised just looking to see if they have a presence on social media. And if they do, how long have they been on there? Did they throw up a Facebook page in the last 2 weeks? That type of thing. So there's lots of different checks and balances you can do to try to minimize the risk that you take in working with a new vendor.
How do you find alternative vendors, ones that you can trust? These are all great tips, and thank you for those excellent suggestions. When it comes to finding alternative vendors, do supply chain managers then connect with each other and go, I found this person, and they're trustworthy. I'm using them. You can go ahead and use them. Is that a good way to also find trustworthy partners, is by communicating with other supply chain managers?
Well, always. It's always great to talk to your peers, but one of the things that we collaborated with ARM on during the heat of the pandemic is that we use their resources to have supply chain leaders send in possible vendor sources, and we would vet them for them because we knew that everyone was swamped, overwhelmed, and we were happy to use our expertise to assist. And we vetted over 1,000 new vendors during 2020. And interesting enough, 58% of those we felt were high risk, like do business at your own risk. So that's a little scary.
So basically 500 of them or so were high-risk vendors.
Yes. And we're not saying, you know, they're legit or they're not legit. We're just saying buyer beware.
Right. And I guess sometimes you might have to make that leap of faith if you're really in a jam, right?
Absolutely. But I think we've all heard horror stories, you know, of hospitals wiring money and then the product being left on the dock, not getting delivered, or there were just a lot of stories. And we just wanted to recommend best practices to help, as I said, mitigate that risk.
Right. So you talked about making sure you're checking their business license, checking their tax IDs, making sure they have a business license within the country, even checking social media. Do you prescribe to a actual real form or a checklist, or when it comes to vetting these vendors? For someone listening to this and maybe go, yeah, I check this and that. What's the best way to do this? Should it be a template of 10 things you check off a list before making that decision to go with particular vendor?
We recommend that. In fact, we built a best practice for vendor vetting document that we're sharing today at ARM. But if you are unable to get it, you can certainly get it from us. It is available. Just email us at vendormatecompliance@ghx.com, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of that.
I love that. vendormatecompliance@ghx.com. Did I get that right?
You did.
Wow, that's great, Tricia. So when it comes to vendor vetting, what else would you like to add? What else do we need to know?
In addition to going through your background checks and any research you can do, the last thing we put on our vetting document was trust your gut, because, you know, if you feel like something's not quite right, it probably isn't. True story, we were vetting a vendor that had a picture of a doctor that was recommending the product, and our team looked at it and felt like something wasn't right, or they'd seen that picture before. So they did a little more search on Google Images and found out it was a stock image of a doctor.
Oh my Lord.
That they had, you know, written a a recommendation. And so, you know, something as simple as that is a way to check and balance.
Well, that would be a best practice. Sure, trust your gut. And even using Google image search, what a great idea.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for your time and our vendor vetting program here for supply chain managers. Thank you, Tricia. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And that's Tricia Smith. And for more education like this, please go to the ARM Knowledge Center at arm.org/knowledge-center. Thanks for listening.